Today we are reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, canto number 4, chapter 10, entitled Dhruva Maharaj's Fight with the Yakshas. Text number 15. Nadatsu yatu dhaneshu jaya kashishu atho mride udatistad rathas tasya niharad iva bhaskaraha nadatsu yatu dhaneshu Jaya Kashishvato Mrithe Udatisthad Rathas Tasya Niharad Iva Bhaskaraha Nadatsu Yatu Dhaneshu Jaya Kashishvato Mrithe Udatisthad Rathastasya Niharad Iva Bhaskaraha Nadatsu Yatu Dhaneshu Jaya Kashishvato Mrithe Udatistad Rathastasya Niharad Iva Bhaskaraha. Nadatsu, while exclaiming, Yatu Dhaneshu, the ghostly Yakshas. Jayakatishu Jayakashishu proclaiming victory Atho then Miridhe in the fighting Udatistat appeared Rataha the chariot Tasya of Dhruva Maharaj Niharat from the midst from the mist Iva like Bhaskaraha the sun translation and purport by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada Ki. The Yakshas, being temporarily victorious, exclaimed that they had conquered Dhruva Maharaj. But in the meantime, Dhruva's chariot suddenly appeared, just as the sun suddenly appears from within foggy mist. Kindly repeat after me. The Yakshas, being temporarily victorious, exclaimed that they had conquered Dhruva Maharaj. But in the meantime, Dhruva's chariot suddenly appeared. Just as the sun suddenly appears from within foggy mist. Purport. Here, Dhruva Maharaj is compared to the sun and the great assembly of the Yakshas to foggy mist. Fog is insignificant in comparison with the sun. Although the sun is sometimes seen to be covered by fog, in fact, the sun cannot be covered by anything. Our eyes may be covered by a cloud, but the sun is never covered. By this comparison to the sun, the greatness of Dhruva Maharaj in all circumstances is affirmed. End of purport. So we have this Krishna, Surya Sama, Maya Hai, Andhakar, very well-known verse explaining how one who takes shelter of Krishna even though he may have to undergo many what is called trials and tribulations in this material world, will ultimately always come out victorious. And this will be further demonstrated as this narration continues of the great. And there's an expression in English that sometimes battles may be lost, but the war is always in the hands of the righteous. Here we have one of many explanations, narrations of great personalities like Dhruva Maharaj. Throughout the Bhagavatam, many such narrations are there of great Kshatriyas. Yesterday, those who attended the class, at least for me it was hearing from Rabindra Sarup Prabhu a whole explanation taking us to the Middle Ages in connection with Brahmanas, Kshatriyas and Vaishyas and the gradual degradation that has taken place. I was happy actually to hear that some analysis actually important. Brahmanas are meant to see within, they're meant to analyze. The Brahmanas in society are the ones who are meant to give vision and direction, isn't it, to society. And as Ravindra Sarup Prabhu was mentioning nicely yesterday also, Srila Prabhupada was very clear when he went to the West that he was coming or going to the West not to take anything from the West but rather to give. One time one student was asking somewhere in America in a challenging spirit, as often questions would come. It was an Indian boy, some Indian student, more or less challenging Prabhupada, you know. Why have you come? Why have you come to North America? And explaining about we are like beggar country, we are poor country. Then Prabhupada very directly and immediately replied, I am not like you. I didn't come here to take from the West. I have come to give. I have come to give. Yeah, Prabhupada, I've come to give brain, I've come to give direction, I've come to give knowledge. So definitely that should be absolutely clear in our minds as devotees that, and this was stated many, many times by Srila Prabhupada, that this International Society for Krishna Consciousness has been established primarily to give a head to society, to train up a class of brahmanas. That should be totally clear to everyone. Now what may be less clear, what is possibly less obvious, and maybe sometimes even not known or not understood, is that Srila Prabhupada wanted that this body of brahmanas help to introduce kshatriyas, vaishyas and shudras, qualified kshatriyas, qualified vaishyas, and also qualified shudras. Bhagavatam speaks of qualified shudras. There is such a thing as qualified shudra. We generally, because of the negative connotation that has been given to Shudra in particular, those who are visiting possibly India for the first time, you should be cautious. India has a law. There's a law, criminal law. Anyways, you can get arrested or fined if you address somebody by the word Shudra in a public place or something. This shows how, of course, this is a very long history regarding the degraded condition or the degradation of Varnashrama, of the Varnashrama system. Beginning with the Brahmanas, this is explained by Srila Prabhupada, right? Beginning with Sringi and Parikshit Maharaj, the cursing of Parikshit Maharaj is the beginning of the downfall of the Brahmanas. Then when the Brahmanas fall, the Kshatriyas naturally they cannot sustain without the proper guidance, support, and direction of the Brahmanas. They will become corrupt. It's happened actually all over, not only in Europe. I mean, I spent time preaching in what they call the Far East, Cambodia, Thailand, Indonesia. We see the same thing has happened. When the Brahmanas, just 500 years ago, Angkor Wat was in its peak and basically ruled by the Brahmanas, under the direction of the Brahmanas. Because of corruption, then the whole thing actually fell apart. So, I wanted to speak a little bit, maybe connecting with some of the, or the similar theme, same theme actually, which was there in the class yesterday morning. We as devotees within our ISKCON society are naturally, it's to be expected, you know, we are part of Lord Chaitanya's bhakti movement, you know. In intellectual circles, scholars refer to Vaishnavas as belonging to the bhakti cult. And we do, you know, we are followers of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And his main preaching and teaching is Harinam, Harinam Sankirtan, in every town and village. And we also know that the conclusion of Shastra, Kalo Nasyeva, Nasyeva, Nasyeva Gatiranyata. There's nothing else. At the same time, and sometimes this may become a little bit bewildering, we have various statements from our various acharyas, beginning with Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur, Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur, and Srila Prabhupada especially, who is our founder acharya. And we all know that the perfection for a disciple, the perfection for a devotee, a follower of Srila Prabhupada, anyone who wants to claim or who claims to be a follower, either disciple, grand disciple, one must, in order to actually please Guru, any Guru, one must be able to enter into the mindset. One must understand the inner foremost desires of Guru. Then one will be able to actually receive the blessings of Guru. So Srila Prabhupada is probably a traditional danger. Throughout history, if one studies history, there have been, it's like the pendulum swing. At times, overemphasis on spiritual activities, and then the pendulum goes the other way, overemphasis on material activities. We are finding out, those of us who are especially spending more time with this yet somewhat, I would say, yet somewhat understood, less understood aspect of Srila Prabhupada's mission of Varnasrama, we are coming to some small realizations. And of course, realizations, it is important to have realizations. Those realizations we have to always check, you know, with Guru, Sadhu, and Shastra. That within our society of Vaishnavas, and to a large extent, we all know how this is explained by Srila Prabhupada and our previous acharyas as well. Vaishnava means someone who's automatically acquired the qualities of a brahmana. Hari Bol, wonderful, isn't it? So, and it is so. Anyone who is actually well situated as a pure Vaishnava, he is way above, already transcending the position of a brahmana. But as Srila Prabhupada would explain, some very interesting conversations that he was having with some of his very senior men, actually, when Srila Prabhupada was pushing, especially in the last 2 years, was pushing very much this whole aspect of, we have to introduce Varnasrama. Especially we have to immediately establish Varnashram colleges in all of our centers. And then some of the devotees were actually perplexed that, you know, we thought that if we just, I'm sure some of you have read this exchange, if we just chant the holy name, if we just perform bhakti, devotional service, that's sufficient. And Prabhupada's explanation was that, but so many of our devotees are falling down. It is not so easy to perform bhakti on that pure, completely transcendental level. Not so easy to be a Vaishnava, pure Vaishnava. Therefore, One of the realizations we are getting is that actually, and this is a major challenge, probably for every single devotee within our society and especially the leadership, a major challenge is that at some particular point, the Kshatriya element has to kick in. But we have to understand this properly. Prabhupada made it very clear. Our society is primarily meant to be and to remain a Brahminical society. Simultaneously, we have a duty and responsibility to train up individuals who either they may already be within some kind of Kshatriya role, or they could be trained up to take up that responsibility at some particular point. Otherwise, what is the meaning of Lord Krishna's descent and advent in the material world? Paritranaya sadhanam vinashaya chaduskritam dharma samsthapanartaya sambhavami juge juge. He comes to re-establish dharma, the principles of dharma. And who is primarily in society? Who is primarily responsible to upkeep, maintain the principles of dharma? Kshatriyas. To whom did Krishna speak the Bhagavad Gita? It wasn't to a brahmana. It was to Arjuna. Kshatriya. Kshatriya, they are Raja and Rishi. Evam parampara praptam imam rajar shayo vidu. Raja and Rishi. We need to train up individuals who will be, well, who will be understanding about the principles of dharma. And in terms of not only purely, we could say, transcendental, because we were touching on this point yesterday during the first part of our seminar on Varnashram. It is of absolute essence. I mean, very, very important for devotees to clearly understand and accept as well, two dimensions of dharma. We often center on one dimension of dharma to the neglect of the other one, and it creates actually an imbalance. We speak of Sanatana Dharma, and this Sanatana Dharma, of course, we generally, Jiver Swarup Hoy Krishna Nitya Das, that is the topmost level, the highest level of dharma, not to be an eternal servant of Krishna. That is referred to in our Bhagavatam as Bhagavat Dharma. Savai Pumsam Paru Dharma. It is the highest dharma. But there are many references as well to this other dimension of dharma, which is also, just like Bhagavad Dharma is considered as the most scientific standard, not meant to be changed, position of the living entity. We all know, before we became devotees, we were not happy. Anyone here happy before being a devotee? I don't think so. I don't think we would not have become devotees. We became devotees to become happy, isn't it? So until we know and practice the tenets of bhakti, we cannot be happy. The other dimension of dharma is also equally scientific, equally the norm, equally the standard which is meant to be followed and also never meant to be abandoned. And that is actually Varnashrama Dharma. And both are intimately connected. Although, yes, on the highest level, some rare souls can just exist within Bhagavad Dharma. But the vast majority, and that is why Krishna has created that system, Chaturvarnamaya system, guna karma vibhagasaha. So the Kshatriya element, I'll just share something which we discussed. Actually, we've been having a 4-day seminars as part of, we have here in India, for those who are visiting, what is called the ISKCON Leads. It's an educational course, actually, which was established by the GBC. Leadership Educational, I don't know exactly, if anyone knows the Leads, what is the actual meaning of Leads? Somebody here know from India? It's less known outside of India because it's only been introduced here in India. It's a committee that was established 3 years ago to actually facilitate our, we could say, present, maybe second level of leadership, like temple presidents or regional secretaries, etc., to take up more leadership responsibilities so that our society can, they call it succession committee, so that there can be proper turnover of leadership, you see. So we've been having these seminars, and the Kshatriya aspect is coming up as a major theme, that most of our devotees are very closely connected. That may be less present, but especially in the early days, most of our devotees closely connected, living actually in our temples, and most of our training and understanding has been mainly with our temples, which are in the cities, and most of our activities have been largely Brahminical activities, and therefore the other dimensions of how society is meant to be organized, what kind of leadership is meant to be there within society, and how we as a society are meant to play a very important role remains somewhat vague. So it is something very important. Of course, yesterday Rabindra Sri Prabhu was making the point, it adds to our challenge, I suppose, that mostly around the world now, and then that was Prabhupada's statement as well, capitalism is basically vaishyas. Communism is based on shudra. There are no brahmanas, and there are no kshatriyas. And this is our challenge. I mean, this is a challenge that Prabhupada has given to us, to create some brahmanas and kshatriyas. If brahmanas and kshatriyas are created, then the rest will come, you see. But he was making the point that we practically don't have brahmanas, or very few brahmanas. The brahmanas are meant to be very deeply absorbed in cultivation of knowledge for hours and hours. And then they're meant to especially develop educational facilities. You'll be interested to know that many years ago, when Srila Prabhupada wrote this very important essay, which we hope to get that printed, called Conception of Gita Nagari, Prabhupada made two very important statements, among other statements. The first one being that in our community, Gita Nagari means a community, self-sufficient community, based on the teachings of the Bhagavad Gita, Gita Nagari. The first thing that we will do in that community is establish a temple where everyone will become focused on worshipping Radha and Krishna. He was talking about Radha Partha Sarthi. Of course, we have in Delhi.
Sri Sri Radha Parthasarathi.
So the first thing will be the temple. What was the second thing that Prabhupada referred to in that essay? Immediately after establishing a temple, Srila Prabhupada explained, there has to be educational facilities established. And this comes back actually to Prabhupada's instructions about Varnashrama College. You see, Varnashrama College, where we are not only centered, only concerned with Brahminical, let's say, education, although that is, has to be there, but where we are also concerned with and are able to introduce education for Kshatriyas, education for Vaishyas, and education also for Shudras. We call non-formal education. And that's a whole big topic. We'll be speaking on that this evening, actually. But education is a very vital point, and we all know how our society is meant to be very much an educational society. And when Prabhupada was talking in the context of Varnashram College, some of the questions were being asked, and what will some of the Kshatriyas learn? Prabhupada gave various information about what Kshatriyas are meant to learn. That's all there actually in the folio. So we have an ongoing challenge within our ISKCON society to actually balance these two levels of dharma. And it's not easy. It is not easy. It will become easy, more easy, if we are more serious and stronger in our daily practice of sadhana. Of course, everything is based on sadhana, and our sadhana is based, of course, on the holy name. Ultimately, everything comes back to the holy name. So we need to increase our faith in the process given by Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, based on the holy name, and understand at the same time this dimension, which remains, again, somewhat, you know, unclear in many ways. And therefore, unless we have some brahmanas who will be, because brahmanas are the ones who will teach about kshatriya, brahmanas are the ones who will teach about Vaishya. Brahmanas are also the ones who will teach about Shudra. A few months back, I'll finish on this point to take one or two questions or comments. Some article appeared, I believe in Andhra Pradesh. Big title, Dangers of Non-Occupational Occupations. Of non-traditional occupations. Dangers of non-traditional occupations. This is very serious. It was in reference to high-tech city. Hyderabad has developed a high-tech city because it is like the runner-up to Bangalore in terms of technology, in terms of software, you know, engineers who are just, you know, serving, feeding America and other countries. So more and more information was coming out of young men and young women in their early 30s getting heart attacks, getting strokes, having to deal with depression, because we've built up a whole non-traditional way of living and of working, you see, in all the varnas, actually. The Brahmana varna, Kshatriya varna, Vaishya varna, modern farming, you see, agro-business, so many things. Deviation, major deviation. This is all connected with dharma, and it's important for our brahmanas to actually understand this and to to bring this out and help introduce gradually whatever changes are needed. And Prabhupada was very specific in that respect as well. Whenever we start talking on these subjects, there are many things that come up, of course, and it's difficult to give justice to the whole subject matter. I will take some comments or questions if there are any. I'll start here. Is there a mic? You probably have a good voice anyways.
I can speak strongly.
Haribol, yes.
So yesterday, I don't know if you agree with this analysis, but religious groups said that Kshatriya means military, guns, military power.
Yes.
When you speak of establishing Kshatriyas in ISKCON, we've seen so many kooks in ISKCON. And, when you start giving people guns and military power,
yes,
and stuff like this, when you're going to start enforcing things at the point of a gun, then you get into things like jihad and
kooking
people and
got
murders.
Got the point.
So I was wondering... How do you stop this kind of contamination?
Yeah. I mentioned, maybe you missed it, when I was explaining about ISKCON is meant to be a brahminical body, entity, and meant to remain. Now when we speak about introducing training and knowledge, that is meant to be in terms of Kshatriyas especially. Because ultimately, when you speak of Kshatriyas, we speak of governance. we speak of government taking over leadership, etc., etc. So this is not something that ISKCON will be doing. But ISKCON as a society, the Brahmanas within the society, will help individuals outside of the official ISKCON. Outside of the official ISKCON, because... Just like the Bhagavatam, they were like independent kings, and they had their own, brahmanas that they consulted, etc., like that. So ISKCON, this is very clearly written by Srila Prabhupada. ISKCON is not after power, political power. But ISKCON leadership needs to understand, and the devotees in general as well, that we are duty bound as a society to help bring about changes so that proper God-conscious Vaishnav leadership be there. Not that we ourselves as a ISKCON society will do that. But through education, we will provide knowledge, information, etc. Right? So there won't be any guns around. And etc., etc. Other question? Yes. Mike? Yes, just coming.
Maharaj, you said early on that a disciple must be able to get into the mindset of a guru.
Yes.
Could you just explain it a bit more? How a disciple could get...
Oh, okay. Thank you. Meantime, just pass the mic back there, okay? Got intercepted. Sri Chaitanya Manobhistam Stapitam Jaina Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Swapadantikam. Sri Larupa Goswami nicely explains that a devotee should desire to understand the inner desires and thoughts of his guru, spiritual master. Just like Prabhupada, I won't give the whole explanation. Prabhupada one time he speaks about four levels of devotees, first class, second class, up to fourth class. So he mentions that the first class devotee is that devotee who doesn't have to be told to do something. He'll understand. Whereas the fourth class, he has to be told and he's not liking to do. Or not doing it actually. Not doing it. So the first class devotee is someone who by his service attitude, by nicely applying the principles of Krishna consciousness, Krishna will help him, and Guru will help him to understand what are the desires of the spiritual master. It means that there are standing orders that are given, and then there are other things which are not always specified, but one can understand that this is also the desire of Guru.
I got the answer, Maharaj.
Are you all?
I got the answer.
You got the answer. Okay, great. One question here. This way, here. Janardhan Prabhu has a difficult question for us here.
Hare Krishna, Maharaj. It says in the Bhagavad Gita that it's better to do one's duty imperfectly than do others' duty
perfectly.
So my question is, how do we know what we should be doing? So whether, even if it's imperfect, we are doing it the right thing.
Well, that's why the system of Guru is there, Prabhu, isn't it? Means we may not always understand, and especially nowadays, you know, it's like so many devotees, you know, what is my varna, isn't it? What is my varna? And it's very difficult because we're living such an upside down lifestyle. Varna is determined usually between the ages of 7 and 10. Varna is, it becomes manifest, one's varna becomes manifest between the ages of 7 and 12, let's say. And it is at that time that the, let's say, local brahmana or elders, they will, by seeing the natural inclination accepted, they will encourage someone towards a particular kind of education, either formal, means Gurukula, or non-formal, mean more like apprenticeship, which will enable one to take up some particular varna, either brahmana, kshatriya, vaishya, shudra. So, yeah, that is the wonderful thing about the system that is there. That is there within Varnasrama system, that is there within bhakti, pure bhakti as well. That there's check and balance, and we have Guru to help us when we are not understanding or not knowing what we should be doing and whether we're properly situated or not. Yeah.
Also, as we're trying to be Vaishnavas.
Yes.
And Vaishnavas are beyond Varnasram Dharma.
Yes, and yes and no.
Yes and no.
Correct and not correct.
Can you explain that, please?
I'll try to do that in 45 seconds. We generally have 24 hours. You know, our 4-day Varnasrama courses are 24 hours. Srila Prabhupada, when he spoke about Varnashram, he spoke about classless society. There are four movements Prabhupada identified. Sankirtan movement, meaning the holy name in books. Deity worship movement, means establishing temples, establishing deities. Number three, spiritual initiation movement, means congregation. And number four, Prabhupada called it the classless society movement. Wow. Classless society means, he's referring to Varnashram. Prabhupada was so bold, to refer to Varnashram, where there are four Varnas and four Ashramas, as a classless society. In the following sense, that everyone, that's why he called it Daiva. Daiva Varnashrama means everyone, although one is a Brahmana, Kshatriya, Vaishya, or whatever Varna, whatever Ashrama, everyone is endeavoring to be a devotee of Krishna. Everyone is a devotee, an aspiring devotee, a practicing devotee. So we are all the same in that sense, you see. So, yes, a Vaishnava is above designation, and therefore, and I'll just end on this point, Srila Prabhupada, to help us understand more clearly about Varnasrama, he spoke about, gave the example or analogy of a drama. Right? If you have a drama, or if you're part of a drama, okay, when you go on stage, you're going to be playing the role of a king or whatever. Now you know very well you're not the king, but during the time that you're playing on the stage, you have to be acting perfectly like a king. So Varnashrama Dharma means that during this lifetime, those who are Vaishnavas, they know very well they have nothing to do with Brahmana, Vaishya, Kshatriya, whatever. But we assume or take on these temporary roles as like in a drama, not forgetting that I'm actually not this person, just so that we can function properly in this material world. Varnashrama is simply a tool. It's a temporary material tool. But it's temporary, I mean, it's a permanent, it's the same tool that is there. It's a standard permanent tool that everyone should actually take up while we are here in the material world. Once we go back to the spiritual world, that's not there. Just the bhakti and all the rasas and all the relationships, etc., all that is the main thing. But until we go there, we have to, and Krishna, I mean, anyways, Prabhupada explains how Vrindavan is the emblem. Vrindavan is the, when Krishna was here 500 years ago, Krishna's lifestyle. And this is also of utmost importance. We generally don't think about it. Vedic culture, I mentioned this point yesterday, Vedic culture primarily, and it was like this up until 200 years ago, and Prabhupada affirms this, Vedic culture primarily is an agrarian-based culture. And that is why we're in deep trouble right now, all over the world, because we are madly rushing towards more and more urbanization. And urbanization is killing everybody. I mean, literally, and psychologically, mentally, intellectually, and especially spiritually. And it's real tough for our own devotees as well. So unless one is actually in frontline preaching, it's very dangerous to live in cities. Very dangerous. Not, I mean, Prabhupada made one statement, short statement, I'll close on this. Intelligence, he gave the definition. Real intelligence, Prabhupada says, look it up in the folio. Real intelligence is not leaving your village. Not leaving your village. How many come from village here? You don't have to show your hands. Those who don't leave the village, they're intelligent. That's Prabhupada's standard. Thank you very much. Jai Granthara Srimad Bhagavatam Ki Jai.